From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan Tuesday, calling it an outrageous act, demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. UN ambassador.
All 15 members of the Security Council have spoken in unison. All of us. The United States, Japan, China, Russia, Europeans, Africans, South Americans, we are all together.
Japan's ambassador said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up with a strong resolution. Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Leader Kim Jong-un warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. The Atlantic Council's Robert Manning said Pyongyang's action was carefully thought out.
They try to calibrate these things so it's just below the threshold where the U.S. is likely to respond. And so by firing it over to Japan, he sends a message that he can hit U.S. forces without going towards Guam, where President Trump has threatened to respond.
Mr. Trump said Pyongyang's message has been received loud and clear. He said such threatening and destabilizing actions only increase the North Korean regime's isolation. He said all options are on the table. The body of American freelance journalist Christopher Allen, killed in fighting between government and rebel forces in South Sudan, was handed over Tuesday to the U.S. Embassy. The Army's chief medical officer, Dr. Peter Ajakbulin, was on hand.
On the goodwill, the government took the body and brought it to Juba. And the purpose was identification of the body.
Allen was among 18 others killed in the firefight near the Ugandan border. He was embedded with rebels when they attacked government forces. This is VOA News.